Dude, tell us a story. You have all the time you want. We're trying to fill two CDs.
It was a lovely day in Springfield when the calm was shattered by the awful events of that fateful summer morning. Unbeknownst to the residents of that fair city, a deadly alien virus had spread throughout the cannabis greenhouse on Moon Colony 3, resulting in mutant pot which turned its victims into giant lumbering stoners 100 feet high. Borne aloft by their new telekinetic powers, the giant space hippies descended upon Springfield to infect America's precious bodily fluids with their mutant pot spores.
Space! Look, dude, it's like a little miniature town with little ant people.
You goob, you are totally baked. It's not that they're so small, it's that we're so big.
What a trip. Let's crush them with our giant peace symbols and organic burritos.
Now, we must use the awesome powers of pot to transform them into giant space hippies just like us, to sap the nation's will and destroy the American way.
Groovy!
Using a 50-foot-high bong they had fashioned from an abandoned grain silo, the evil space hippies sent clouds of mutant pot smoke drifting over the town.
Oh, awesome pot, dude!
Soon, innocent, God-fearing Americans were turning on in ways they had never anticipated.
Jeez, Sven, all this smoke is making me hungry. But this 5 pounds of tater tots ought to hit the spot, don't you know?
Hey, quit hugging the tater tots, eh? Besides, you don't need any more. You've already grown 3 feet in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, bummer, man. There goes the roof.
Why do I suddenly have the urge to buy a strobe light and listen to the Grateful Dead?
No, man. I got these great new Phish MP3s I got off the internet.
Space!
Can nothing stop these monsters from inflicting their shameless hedonism, wimpy foreign policy, and interminable drum and bongo solos on an innocent public?
I'll save you!
Why, it's Patriotic Man, back from his castle of fortitude!
You mean his fortress of vastness?
Whatever, dude.
I'll stop those hippies with a little help from my friends, the U.S. Army!
Meanwhile, back in Springfield,
our giant army of space hippies now numbers in the thousands. No one can stop pot power now.
Not so fast, stoner!
Too late, Patriotic Man. With one puff of our giant space bong, we'll turn you into a giant tree-hugging communist trap dodger like ourselves!
You lose, Deadhead. Thanks to my superhuman strength, I'm able to hold an 8-hour air supply clenched in my butt cheeks. Now taste the steely fist of American justice, tofu boy!
Attack!
Patriotic Man battled thousands of the giant space hippies in a battle royal that spooked the livestock and shook the ground for hundreds of miles around.
Dude, stop moving so fast! My reflexes are baked!
Finally, the sheer number of hippies weakened Patriotic Man until he fell into their cannabis-stained clutches. Is this the end for the red, white, and blue crusader?
Man, you were, like, so dead! I'm gonna roll you up and smoke you!
Not so fast, headcase! Look behind you!
The U.S. Army!
That's right, psychedelic loser! Get ready for the ultimate bad trip! Get General Bubble Pumpy, fire the bring down ray!
Oh no! Man, you're hurting my buzz!
Oh my god! My tax return is due tomorrow!
I've got cookies to make!
I've got to see my chiropractor!
Oh no! I forgot to have kids!
My 401k is down over 60% this year!
Marge! We're out of cupcakes!
Don't!
As the Bring Down Ray did its work, the space pot spores died and the hippies shrunk back to normal size.
Welcome back to World of Responsibilities, hippies! Now get a haircut and get a real job!
America was saved yet again thanks to the efforts of Patriotic Man. What have you done for your country lately, you rock music listening slacker?
Space!
Space. No one can hear you toke.